The following is a podcast from a qualified senior care provider heard on the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome everyone to Answers for Elders Radio Network, heard in 19 cities now across the USA. And we are so glad to have each and every one of you listening with us this weekend. And we're going to talk about today a very important topic. If you're a family caregiver and you're trying to manage a day with a loved one, and especially a loved one who has Alzheimer's dementia that is in the progressive stage, life can be very harrowing. And there's a lot of situations you have to think about. If you leave a room, there's this anxiety of what's going to happen. How can I keep my loved one calmer as their mind is working in a very different way? And so we are so honored this week to have the CEO of a brand new technology out there. And I am so excited to get an update with her. And that is Allison Schreier. And the name of your organization is called Zinnia TV. And welcome, Allison. It's so great to have you back on my show, because for all of you, we do have some podcasts with her, but I really wanted to share Allison with the US, and welcome.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. It's really great to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, because we talk about all the time. I swear, so many caregivers are trying to do the best they can for their loved ones, and they're completely stressed out. It's so just overwhelming. I know that I had my mom that I took care of, and she had vascular dementia. She wasn't that far advanced, but even a little bit is something that you kind of have to be a watchdog over. And obviously you came from a background as well to get into this world of Alzheimer's dementia. Allison, would you share with us a little bit about your story?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I knew nothing about dementia. When my husband was diagnosed at the age of 47 with something called frontotemporal dementia, which has been in the news a lot lately.
Because yes, it has. Isn't that Bruce Willis has that?
Yeah. And yeah. So my kids were 12 and 15 at the time. And his diagnosis came after 6 years of really struggling to figure out, like, what is going on? Because he was just becoming increasingly strange. So frontotemporal dementia has something, there's the behavioral variant, which is what he had. And that results in basically a person having a personality change, where they start to become much more self-interested, less connected to the people around them, more motivated by whatever it is that brings them joy. Yeah. So in other words, my very kind, sweet, sensitive, loving husband started turning into kind of a snotty teenager. And it's really hard to get a diagnosis when the doctors that you're visiting are looking for, they wouldn't think of dementia because there's no memory.
No, no.
Frontotemporal dementia. And also he's so young, right? I mean, he was just 7, or he was 41 when we started looking for answers.
My goodness.
And, you know, I think another problem is that many people with this particular variant of dementia don't start by going to a GP necessarily, or certainly not a neurologist. They start with like a therapist. You know why?
True.
That I'm starting to feel a little bit different. And so that is not necessarily a world that's really well versed in looking for physiological reasons for changes, such as decline.
So Allison, how long ago was this?
So this was in 2012. Got it. He received his diagnosis.
And so, you know, it's interesting because since 2012 and today, 11 years later, they know a lot more. And it's been amazing how much more we know. But back then, I'm sure you didn't have the knowledge or the resources.
And, you know, in fact, we even went back to some of the doctors who had met with him early on once we had a diagnosis. And I was like, just so you know, I came to see you about. Turns out that he has something called frontotemporal dementia. And they were like, wow, what's that? Really? Well, so I think that people do know more. And that's one of the things that I guess we can talk about. But the work that I do these days, I work with the University of Washington with a group called the Memory and Brain Wellness Center. And the program that I'm involved in is specifically intended to create dementia expertise among primary and allied care providers. So primary GPs, right, who should really know more about dementia, like that's what my work is about. Mm-hmm. Is how do we educate this force of people to recognize that the thing that they're looking at is actually dementia? And once you've made that determination, what do you do about it?
Well, and the thing that you're saying is so true, that there's so many doctors out there that still know nothing. It's amazing to me that, you know, the world has not done more. And I, you know, the more and more that I've learned about it, there's all kinds of ways in which now we can even figure out now that if you have the ability or capacity in your brain to develop Alzheimer's dementia, they can catch it early. And I didn't even know this until recently. And most doctors don't know this, which is pretty incredible.
Well, you know, the emphasis certainly in the work that we do at the Memory and Brain Wellness Center is it's all about early detection. How do we figure out early on that mm-hmm. somebody has the stuff that will eventually become dementia? Because of course, the stuff that's going to become dementia in my brain is there for about 20 years before I become symptomatic.
Right.
And so therefore, we know, like right now, we reckon that probably about 30 to 40% of the people who have a dementia diagnosis have something that was probably preventable. So there are huge lifestyle changes that we can make that make yeah. it less likely that we will develop dementia in the first place, mm-hmm. or take that 20 years and turn it into 30 years, mm-hmm. right? So that by the time I start becoming symptomatic, I am rather old and it's something else that impacts me. So,
sure.
yeah.
And then you developed this concept called Zinnia TV. And would you just give us a brief overview of what it is? And we're going to talk about it more this hour.
Yeah, sure. So just a little bit about the origin story there. My husband lived in 5 different care communities. And one of the things that was really challenging for me was that he spent a lot of time sitting in front of a television watching programming that was really not appropriate for somebody who can no longer tell fact from fiction, track a plot, or process images and audio that are really yeah. intended for a person with a healthy brain, right? So regular TV, YouTube streams are really not the right way to engage a person who's living with especially mid to late stage dementia.
Sure.
So you know, those things can result in agitation, confusion, daytime sleeping. And so I started just doing research. I just got curious, like what would be better for a person who's living with dementia? And based on that research, I understood that, okay, so programming that is slower paced, that is very visually appealing, mm-hmm. maybe that has music instead of language, or if there is language, maybe that has the words written out so somebody can process them. And so what I would do is I would show up with my cell phone and I would use Apple's Memories product to create little videos that I would show my husband.
Oh, I love that.
But I was limited to whatever the photos were that were on my phone. And so I became curious, like, wow, how would I have access to other photos? Like,
sure.
To show him a hockey video, for instance. So with a background in technology, I reached out to some friends at Apple. And they introduced me to the guy who was the lead designer for Apple's Memories product. I told him my idea, like, couldn't we create something that would be better for people who are living with dementia? Mm-hmm. And he totally got it. And great news for me, he had actually just left Apple and was looking for his next gig. So Frank Lee and I joined forces. And then we added a couple of other founders. And we created this company called Zinnia Technologies. And our first product is Zinnia TV.
Well, I am so interested and excited to learn more this hour about, you know, why is this such an amazing thing for those with dementia, but also even more importantly for caregivers. I think that there's a lot of people out there. I think right now I've been told that we've got, because of COVID, probably about 70 million family caregivers out there that are doing some sort of unpaid care. and in the U.S. And, you know, how many of them are stressed out and overwhelmed? And Allison, you and I are going to talk about this a lot more in this hour, and we'll be right back right after this.
Thank you so much, Suzanne.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hi, this is Suzanne Newman, host of the Answers for Elders podcast and radio show. We are the North Star that guides you through the complicated journey of senior care with trusted experts in money, law, living solutions, and more. So join us on this station, your favorite podcast channel, or just go to answersforelders.com. Meet the way showers who will help your journey go a lot easier.